Hey, good morning. Welcome to our podcast, our first episode. This is the new baby that I'm giving birth to. And hopefully it's going to be a long journey and hopefully it's going to be a successful one. We're going to make sure everything, we're going to make sure we do everything that we can to make it happen. So guys, this, now it's Saturday night and last Tuesday it was the U.S. elections. Okay, so highly anticipated election, one of the most fascinating one in the last years, because we had so many events so many things happened during this election. Let me remind you some of the events that happened. Joe Biden he got the primary for the Democrats at with about 14 million votes, and then he had some issues with some speech let's say he had some physical appearance of a problem. Okay, so it's not confirmed that he has a mental problem, that he has mental incapacity, mental illness or whatsoever. We hope not. But thing is, when he was debating Donald Trump, there was some time that he looked off the topic. And we can also remember that famous video footage where he was in Europe. I think it was in France, and everybody was focused on the folks that was talking, and then Mr. Biden, he got distracted by some helicopter, like a little kid. You know, when you have a little kid with you, let's say you at the church or you at an event where everybody is looking in the same direction, and all of a sudden that kid that is with you decides to turn his attention to something else. Let's say to a bird flying or to a spider on the wall. This is exactly what happened to Joe Biden at that event. It showed clearly that there was at least a focus problem for the president of the United States. So after those events, the party pushed him out, literally pushed him out, because he apparently wanted to continue the race, but the rest of the party, they kicked him out. Actually, they literally kicked him out, and they replaced him with no primary, with no elections. They replaced him by the VP, Kamala Harris. Okay, and for all those reasons, those elections, they were, and people thought that Kamala was, I mean, a lot of people had their opinion about Kamala. They thought she was she was stupid. People were saying all kinds of stuff about the VP Kamala, the cackling and everything. But she made a pretty good debate. She was on her own ground. Let's say she was home, because the two journalists that was interviewing her, they were clearly on her side. Okay, and they were tackling President Trump all the way during all the debates, making fact check and stuff like that. So the poll went. When we say the poll, we have no evidence of how many people were approached for the polls and everything, but the polls were showing that Kamala had a slight advantage over President Trump, but all the political analysts, they were saying, just to be aware that the last time Donald Trump won the election, when he was against Hillary. Yes, last time when Donald Trump was against Hillary, all the polls were in favor of Hillary Clinton. But at the end, it was a complete surprise. Everybody got stoned. Donald Trump won the election, let's say, easily against Hillary Clinton. Hillary had the popular vote, but Donald Trump had all the major states, that all the 270 and more votes, big electoral vote that he needed to be the president of the United States. And that, and exactly that last Tuesday, the exact same thing happened again. So what happened, actually? And if you take a look at the polls here, if you take a look at the result, not the polls, but the actual results of the election, during this election, let's say, let me show you something. During these elections, you see all those states that I'm showing you: Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, not Indiana, Nevada. Okay, so all those states, they were traditionally blue, that they call them the blue wall. All those states, they turned red in the last election. So what happened, actually? And if you click on those states, you'll see that yes, some small counties are still blue, but the majority of the states, they voted red, and this is a pretty amazing thing to analyze. If you're a political analyst, or if you into politics, because it shapes a different future for the politics in the United States of America. Let me show you something about California. You see California here. I don't see California. Let's click on over California. Okay, so yeah. So California, as you can see here, the majority is red. Majority of California voted red. So what happened exactly? What happened is and by the way, Donald Trump won the popular vote in those elections. So what happened actually? What happened is that the Dems, they took people for granted. They took the Latino vote for granted. They took the Black vote for granted. They took the blue wall for granted. So they didn't listen to the people, to the actual need of the people, to the actual response of the people, to the actual response of the people to their policies. You know, when they propose to the people that they will, let's say they will change the dynamic over sex, gender. They will propose that in the schools there won't be any more bathroom for male or female, or they would allow like a man that is apparently a male that is not sure that it's not a male could let's say use the bathroom for the ladies and vice versa. All those confusion, people didn't buy it. Like the whole woke community that sees the Democratic Party of the United States, they did more damage than good. This is exactly what happened. And the Latino vote, let's say at the border, if you take a look at the border, you know, remember, Donald Trump is a man. Let's click on Texas. I'm going to show you something. Remember, Donald Trump is a man that that says clearly that he's gonna control the border, send back Mexican immigrants, let's say illegals, Mexican illegals, back to their country, and etc. etc. Donald Trump is a man that is that said clearly in his policies, and Vance said it the same way, that they're going to put more restrictions on immigrations and stuff like that. But still, if you take a look at the border of Texas, and then you will see there's only one blue here and one blue there, but the majority, let's say clearly, you know, we're not stupid. Texas is a red state, but the border used to be all blue. There used to be this blue wall also at the border of Texas, because at the border of Texas, that is where you find more Latino immigrants, you know. And this time around, the Latino immigrants, they all voted. They didn't make the difference. They all voted red. Let's say all the states, all the counties in Texas are red. Almost all the counties in Texas are red. Almost all the counties in California are red. And even, this is scary for the Democrats. If you go to New York City, just take a look at New York City. The only counties that are still blue in New York City, in New York State, not New York City, the only counties that are still blue: Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, hometown. It's not the hometown of Joe Biden, but that's where it works. And Buffalo, that's it. And if it, in New York City is divided, New Jersey, New York City is red now. Actually, New York City is almost red. There's this place. Is it Long Island here over there? That is red. Okay, so you have Brooklyn and stuff here that are still blue, and Staten Island is red. New Jersey, if you click on New Jersey, it's around the blue in New, blue counties in New Jersey. They are surrounded by red counties. So there is a clear message here that the people is sending to the Democratic Party. If they don't get it, I'm sorry for you. Next election, not only the next election, but the next elections actually are coming in 2 years. In 2 years from now, it's gonna be elections for the Senate. So in those elections for the Senate, it's gonna be even more. If there's going to be more evidence, it's going to be even more clearer that the dynamic are shifting. The people are switching. And if you do, this is for the Democrats. People are switching. People are leaving your party day by day because you lost your way. You pretended to be the most democratic party, the most open party, the most a woke party, and how you want to call it. And all the Republican Party, the Red Party, is the racist Nazis and stuff like that. But that is not true. That is not how the people responded to the polls, to the last elections. People are tired of being categorized as a uneducated man on the uneducated moment, like Donald Trump, not Donald Trump, like Obama when he went to those black communities, those black voters, and they told them it's unacceptable that you vote for Donald Trump because you are black. You're supposed to vote Democrat. And all those rhetoric, all those talking, and the arrogance of the Dems, you know, the arrogance of Kamala Harris when she didn't show up at the Catholic event, you know, she didn't show up, and then she made this awkward video showing that a Catholic nun is someone who is stupid. A Catholic nun is someone who stinks. So all those things, and then we remember that there was that even also when in her rally, when someone said Jesus is Christ, and then she said, "You know, you at the wrong rally," and all those things, you know, they piled up in people's mind, and they say, "But maybe, you know, I'm not so sure about that one." And clearly, she didn't have the popular vote. She lost it, you know. And clearly, she wasn't the best choice to replace Joe Biden if they had to replace him. That is the first episode. I got into this journey today, and I hope you're gonna be there with me all along, and we're gonna make very nice content. And that was my view on how the states are turning red. See you next time.